Hey, beautiful faces. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I am your host, Sunny Morrison. And if this is your first time tuning into my podcast, thank you for joining me. We discuss topic discussion content where we're talking about what everyone is thinking about. Then we will bring on special invited guests so that they can share their knowledge and their expertise pertaining to the topic that we are discussing. So if you like content like this, be sure to tune in daily for a new episode. Thank you for tuning in. Let's start the show. Who is the matriarch of your family? How tight and bonded is your family? What is your role in your family? Are you the family member that takes no mess and tell family members you're not dealing with their foolishness? Are you the family member who takes the role to help your family members no matter what? Or are you the family member who's constantly asking for help without doing the work to help yourself? Let's talk about it right now. Sometimes we don't really understand how important family is until the time comes to appreciate how important family is. And we have loved ones in the family that treat family members like they're outsiders. And then they treat the outsiders like their family. And then they bring outsiders in the family that wants to destroy the dynamics of the family when the outsiders see that the family dynamics are something totally different than what they are used to or what they were used to and what they grew up with, not having a sense of unity, a sense of love, a sense of appreciation, and a sense of respect for family members. Especially the elders. I don't care how old you are. If you are in a family and the dynamics of the family is to respect your elders, even if you are an elder, even if you are an adult, you have to respect the elder. My family has always been like that. Especially with my mom. I honestly believe that my mom was the glue to my family, and I don't honestly believe she was the glue to my family. Who is the glue to your family? Are any of your family members the glue, meaning the one to keep the family bonded, tight, knitted, unity, close, no matter what the family is there? It has to be someone first to be the matriarch, the patriarch of the family. And that's the one who will keep the family glued. And then they teach everyone else how to maintain the dynamics of the family, of having that glued bond with each other. And then we have family members that are, or that have become very entitled. And they feel like because you are their parent that you're supposed to do these things for them. Even when they become an adult, you're supposed to do these things for them. And you don't supposed to do anything for them. You do what you can, when you can and how you can, at the time of the canning that you are supposed to be doing for them at that time in their lives. But when they become an adult, everything that you have given them, everything that you have taught them, everything that you have provided for them should be tools given to them so that they can now take those tools and develop their own lives so that they can live their lives the way they see fit for them. But don't feel like because your parents are able or your parents are financially positioned to help you continue to make bad choices in your life. That's not what it's about. I know some of you all who are tuning in may be that family member, because I know my target market or my demographics of age is between maybe 20 to maybe 40. And I know a lot of adult men and women that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s are still in this mindset of entitlement, thinking because their parents are their parents, they should be doing these things for them. They don't need to do anything for you at that age if you're not doing anything for yourself. Now, I get if you are doing your best, you're working hard, you're doing whatever you need to do, and you may fall short on things, or things just may not be working right for you, and you just need a little pick-me-upper or some guidance, even financial guidance, or even just word of inspiration, a word of motivation. I get that. But if you're the type of family member that just refuses to work and screams that you're not working for anybody, but yet continues to make the wrong decisions and the wrong choices in life and gets backed up to a wall where the only people that's going to bail you out is family. And then when the family bails you out, that same family member tends to show their ass to the family members that help bail them out. And then they want to make that family member look like they're the villain. And so they go around the family and they start saying things that's not true. And they consistently do it. And then eventually the family starts to possibly believe what this family member is saying, because they're telling the family member the same story over and over. When you keep hearing something from someone and the story never changes and they tell you the same thing over and over about someone else, you tend to believe it. But what makes you not believe it is their actions never changes, because they continue to do the same thing. Even when the people they're talking about helps them, their action stays the same. It stays the same. And then sometimes they feel like they can contact certain family members all the time, because that family member feels like they're obligated to help them, even if they're not the parent. They just feel like, okay, because they're family, let me help them out. But you can't continue to keep helping out a person who does not want to help themselves, even if they are family. But when you have a strong, close, glued, bonded family, it's just in the nature to help. You're angry, you're mad at them because, like, good Lord, can you please pay attention to the choices that you're making? Because this is getting ridiculous. You're getting older, and it's like you keep going to the carnival and you keep getting on the same roller coaster that's going backwards. Not the roller coaster that's going forward, but the roller coaster that's going backwards. And it's repeating every year after year. And then when the family members say, listen, I'm not helping you this time, that family member tends to get mad and starts the rumor and starts talking about the family member to make everybody turn against the family member that refuses to help that family member. But then you turn around and you reach out and you want to make sure that they're good, because now you realize this fool don't have nowhere to go. Or this fool have nothing going on, because they're not understanding that the choices they're making is not helping themselves. How many of you have this person in your family? Or how many of you may be this person? And it's okay to say, this is me, because once you hold yourself accountable for your actions and for the things that you do and how you are, then you can start working on making better choices for yourself. I mean, I know family members in other family situations and their dynamics, they could care less. They'll see their family member on the street and keep riding by and won't even stop to say, hey, what's going on? You need a ride? You need me to take you somewhere? You need a hotel or anything? But I know my family, we have this strong bonded, glued dynamics about ourselves. We still will go off on you. We'll pop off. We'll do what we need to do, say what we need to say. But at the end of the day, we're still going to try to find a way to help out these entitled family members. I'm a parent, and I've gone through this and continue to go through this for some reason with my grown adult son. And I just give it to the Most High, because at some point, when we have children, and those that are listening to this, when you have children, God is giving you the child to nurture and to birth into this world, and then to give them the love and the foundation that they need up to a certain age. And then once they get to that age, they are no longer our children. They belong to the Most High. They belong spiritually to God. And sometimes you do have to walk away and allow God to steer them in the path that they need to go in, or show them the life that they are leading to if they don't change their mindset and their behavior. And sometimes some of them never get it. And sometimes some of them end up either mentally unable to do it or incapable to do it. Some of them get physically incapable to do anything because they don't take care of themselves, and so their health fails. Sometimes they lose their freedom and get incarcerated. God has a way of putting things in all of our faces so that we can see, hey, this isn't the way to go. You continue to keep doing the same thing and you see the end result is not the end result that you need. So you need to start thinking about your choices and stop thinking that your family is always going to bail you out. And then don't get upset if your family don't bail you out. But then you have family that's just so close to the point where they don't want to see their loved ones go through what they're going through. But there is a such thing as called tough love. And we all have had it, including me. We've all had tough love. I've had tough love from my mom. I didn't get tough love from my dad because my dad was the one that put me in that entitlement mindset because of being spoiled. My son has that entitlement mindset because I repeated the cycle of being spoiled, spoiling him. But then you have to eventually disconnect yourself from doing all of that, because it doesn't help. That tough love is something that's definitely going to either make you, or it is going to break you, one or the other. So ask yourselves, whoever's listening to this, how do you play the role in your family? What role are you? Are you the person who puts off this entitlement and feels like the family should take care of you when you are not doing what you need to do? Or are you the family member who helps those in the family that feels like they're entitled to be helped? Or are you the family member that can care less and say, listen, you're grown, you're able, you have all of your limbs and your mindset and able to go out there and do what needs to be done and work hard just as well as you are. I love you, but I'm going to have to love you from a distance, because the more I keep trying to help you, You're continuing to do the same thing, and then you get an attitude with me when I tell you I can't do it, and then you want to curse and disrespect and just be rude and defiant. Are you that person? Are you that family member that say, hell to the no, I am not helping you again. Call me when you get yourself together, and then I'll be able to help you from there. There's different roles in the family. There really is. There's roles that'll say, I'm not helping you anymore. There's roles to say, okay, I'm gonna help you this time, but this time, that's it. You're gonna have to do what you need to do. But then you continue to help them. And then you have roles where, hey, I need your help again and again and again and again. But I'm not working. And I'm not gonna do anything if you let me move in your house. And then I'm gonna tear up your house. And then I'm gonna make it dirty. And then I'm gonna do what I wanna do in the house. Then I'm gonna have a hard time leaving when you tell me to leave. That's another role that you have family members that plays. So, as I mentioned, this season we are going to be discussing family dynamics because I feel like right now we are all in a war. We have so many wars going on in this world right now, but we're not really looking at the world war that we're facing in this country of America is family war. And I see it. I see it with my associates. I see it with my peers. I even see it in my own family. I see it in my family in-laws. I see it everywhere. And when I hear the stories of what families are going through, and it's like, what is going on? Family was never like this. Family was a unit. Family was all we had. It was family. Because of society and the way things are going and the way things used to be back in the day, all we had was each other when it was just us. And we had to come together to pull our resources and come up with things that we were going to do to make our lives better. We don't have that anymore. I know we're living in a life of virtual reality and social media, and a lot of that has a lot to do with family being disconnected. But the main thing, in my opinion, that I feel is being disconnected of family when that person, whoever that matriarch person is, the grand dame or the man that's in charge, when that person transition, it seems like everything falls apart because the next person in line, they are not prepared to take on that responsibility. And so everything just falls apart. So just love on yourselves to love on your family. Because family comes first, and that's all we have. Stop using your family for your benefit. Because they're family don't mean they have to help you when you're not trying to help yourself. That's not fair and it's not right. Then when they don't help you, you want to be mean and nasty and disrespectful, and then turn around and come back to them when you need them. That's not what family is about. All right, beautiful faces, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. Until the next time, you'll hear me on the next show. Have a sunny day. Today's episode was brought to you by Fashion Reboot, a secondhand online boutique specializing in vintage, retro, modern-day brands and unique style. Give them a visit at fashionreboot.store.